Thank you, Bree, and the Voices of Hope. It was a delight to hear you guys and courage to be sold out for Jesus. I want to continue just to encourage you to live out your faith. I've invited a couple friends up here, two students that are going to share about their immersion trip. Cannot believe that we're going to talk about spring break when we have snow on the ground and it's snowing and it does not feel like spring or post-spring break. And many of you were in warm places like Texas. There's a Texas trip down here. There is Guatemala and DR and Florida. Many, many places we went to, 14 different places. So I think the best way for you to hear about a couple things, and not so much highlighting the trips, but how God is working and using these trips. So I would like to introduce you to Mitchell Dupree. He is a junior here at Hope College. And Jamie Barrett, and she is a sophomore. So dear friends are obviously supporting them, new friends, which we're going to hear about that. So I just want to give you just a little picture of how God is working. And Mitch, you led a team to Texas, and I see that you have the Texas Star on your shirt. Funny story I know about the shirts, but more importantly, for everybody to learn about where you went, and it was Community First. So can you tell us a little bit about that ministry?
Right. So Community First, basically, it's really cool. It's this village of formerly homeless residents who all live together there now, and they just like work together and to maintain the place as well as expand it. Really cool. They actually, since we've gotten back, they've added 5 new members to the community. Right now, it's 27 acres roughly of tiny houses and RVs, and they like expand it like every day. They try to get, or not every day, every week they bring in a new resident. Like they build a house and bring in a new resident. So it's like actively growing. It's really, really cool.
It is an exciting ministry. It was on tiny homes. I don't know if there's like HGTV people out there, but one home was featured on that. So they're doing some really, really significant work, and it's a very sustainable ministry. Mm-hmm. Jamie, you went on a couple immersion trips, and you're just a sophomore, but I know there was a lot that led up to you deciding on going on that trip, and just tell a little bit about entering into Hope and where you were at.
Yeah, so when I first came to Hope, I didn't really have a relationship with God, and I was definitely really interested in growing in my relationship with God, but I didn't really know how to pursue that or what it looked like for me. And when the opportunity presented itself for me to go on an immersion trip last year, I went to New Jersey. It just seemed right. It was really intimidating for me because I didn't know if I could offer anything to this group of people, and I was worried that I wasn't the right type of person to go on an immersion trip. Once I got to know some of the people that were going on this trip, I realized that that was not like a valid concern. God really meets us where we're at, and I learned that getting to know the people on my New Jersey immersion trip.
And how did that work out? One of the things you kind of said, you didn't think you were the type of person, which I want to just say there's not a type. Everybody's welcome. It is an opportunity to grow in your faith, but there's different places that we all are at, so I'm glad that you're courageous to sign up. And then what did you get out of that? Describe just a little brief synopsis. Mm-hmm.
So I learned a lot about how God was present in my life. I didn't really know how to look for God before I went on this trip, and my leaders taught me so much about how God was working through me. And it was a small but very significant step for me. Just being able to talk about my faith, I started to realize like the relevance of God around me. And even when I came back to Hope after that immersion trip, I was filled with joy, and I had a Christian community that I never really had before, and it was really amazing opportunity. I like broke through the feeling of just going through the motions and going to church, learned more about service and what it really meant to be a Christian.
That's neat. And what I enjoyed about hearing your story, because I was able to, you went on my trip and I didn't know you before, which was really neat, and just to hear how God really drew you to him and you developed a relationship, and then that relationship has deepened over this last year. So as we do these immersion trips, they're great memories. We get to go out, see communities, and see how God is working in other places. But when we come back, it's not just that one week in a memory, but it is an opportunity for us to bring that what we learned for that one week into affect our 51 other weeks. And I know that has been true for you in the sense of your faith has deepened. So what else deepened your faith here at Hope and other experiences?
Yeah, so I'm involved with a Bible study at Hope, and I've just surrounded myself with amazing people. I've continued to look for ways to serve others, and one of those ways was going on another immersion trip this year. I went to Jamaica, and it was an incredible experience that I couldn't have gotten anywhere else. I got to watch the church praise with such passion, and it taught me a lot about how powerful God was, that he could unite a group of people so quickly. I made 30 new friends. And even being back on campus, we've hung out several times. They're here to always support me, and it's so fulfilling to hear about their lives and their testimonies. It has inspired me to continue to grow and look for ways that I can serve God.
Neat. So, Mitch, what was your highlight? What did you take away from your trip?
Yeah. So, if you've ever been on a trip like this, when people ask you, how's your trip, that's the worst question you can ask them. Because it's like, everything was good. And I, for the longest time, like it's been 3 weeks since spring break, I haven't been able to like pinpoint one single thing that was like the best until now. And that's actually one of the days when my buddy Sam and I built a fire for our team time. Mm-hmm. So we were both kind of going into it like, yeah, we know how to build a fire, not really. Let's get some kindling, let's get some sticks, and let's try to make this thing work. So we actually like tried, failed for like 30 minutes before we actually got it to work. And then fast forward an hour later, there's just like this, not roaring, but like really good fire. And then our whole team was sitting around it, sharing testimonies and worshiping. So it was great. And like looking back on that whole process, like I can really see how like in many ways that's a really good picture of how building community is supposed to look like. It's really hard. And it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of try, fail. But once it gets going, like it benefits everybody who's around it. And it was really, really cool as a leader to see my team, like everybody around that fire together. Everyone's from different corners of campus, different majors, different, you know, ages, everything. And it's like we're all around the same fire. We're all worshiping the same God, and we're all there for like the same reason. Mm. It's really, really cool to see.
And that's, I would agree with that, just seeing the community that comes back. Still hanging out, welcoming new friends, just getting that glimpse that our community is more than just people that look just like who we are. And I love that point that you pointed out. And then, Jamie, you moved into community here, and that really helped you grow in your faith. And it doesn't just happen. It doesn't have to just – you don't have to wait until next year. When you go on an immersion trip, we would welcome you to sign up. Part of our Christian faith is we want to send you out, and we want your eyes to open and see what God is doing in other places. We want that to penetrate your heart and bring it back here. But if you are stirred and you want to develop a relationship with Jesus, campus ministry would love to talk to you about that. And God uses all things, Bible study, you all. Share your faith with each other. Live your life for Jesus. It is such a rewarding and transforming lifestyle. So I'm just going to close in prayer, and then we do have a little short slideshow, and there is songs, and it's meant to as you exit see. So we're going to be formally dismissed after prayer. So pray with me. Father, I just thank you how you use all opportunities and you walk with us. You draw us to yourself. You are there for us. Your Holy Spirit is there to teach us and to love us. And we are so thankful for our students here at Hope College. And we pray all of these things in your name. Amen. Go in peace.